Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Let's go with this frame. And if you're listening to this and you want to watch it, it's on our YouTube channel, Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Go check it out. Here is the Bridge Guy video in its entirety.
See, this is the path that we go down. There's no path going there, so we have to go down here.
And that's where you hear the quick hi, and then they go hi, which we didn't. That wasn't reported earlier.
Yep. And also the girl saying, "Well, there's no path here," and so the conjecture is that he had told them or instructed them, the bridge guy did, to go down into the woods.
They had already, but they just said that to themselves. It wasn't even like necessarily a instruction that was given by him. One of the girls said, "There's no path here, so we have to go down here," and then they're looking around. He's walking by saying hi, and he says, down the hill. You have two confused girls standing there at that moment in time trying to figure out where we should go on the path. I don't know. If I was passing two confused girls that didn't quite know where the path went, I was like, yeah, down the hill. Because it didn't sound – that does not sound to me like, down the hill, girl, you know, or something. It doesn't sound ominous. It doesn't even sound like they're scared. I'm wondering about – and I've wondered this the whole damn time – is Bridge Guy nothing? Is it absolutely nothing in this case? I do not know how we go from there's this guy on this video that the girls captured on a day where there's a lot of people hiking because it's one of those early spring days where it's nice and warm and a lot of people are walking. So yes, they have their camera on right before they die, but why do we automatically go to this assumption that the Bridge Guy is the murderer? It could be anybody that was just walking. Mm-hmm. It could have just been Ron Logan, if it was Ron Logan, because it sure matches up to Ron Logan, but it doesn't mean that he killed them either. It could just be a guy walking out on the bridge that day, because they never got somebody to come out and say that I had these clothes on, that was me on the video. The assumption has always been made that that guy is the killer, which I think is quite a leap to make, considering other things in this case that are not much of a leap are completely just poo-pooed.
Yeah, No, I'm with you. I mean, everything we've seen just does not point to who they have behind bars right now. Behaviorally, it just does not follow the pattern. And when you actually have destroyed trust with the public because of your lack of transparency, and the behaviorally doesn't match who's actually behind bars right now, that's why we're where we are.
I'm looking at it here again, and it's just, I don't know. I mean, it is fascinating. I mean, let me pull that over here. This is one of the images that we've seen that gets real grainy when they blow it up. And I'm going to try and mess with it too myself, because I am a bit curious about the Bridge Guy video, because it does look like it's shot in pretty high definition, quite honestly. It's clearer than I expected it to be.
But he's and when I was watching it this morning on Tony's show, they weren't sure which version of this video it was, because they did do enhancements to it. They actually tinkered with it a little bit, so they weren't quite sure what video, what iteration of the video we were actually watching with that enhancement, because it was very good clarity. So they actually did enhancements on one of them.
I mean, he's only on it for a small second. And it's just when it's sideways, so you got to flip it. But I can see where it's hard to tell, because he is off in the distance. No matter how high definition you are, it's going to be somewhat difficult.
And I was approaching it from the standpoint of, all right, let's assume, again, we'll assume, not like your theory that why him, but let's assume that this person on the bridge was the killer. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's take that assumption, and then we just look at the behavior of the girls. It doesn't ring congruent to me that this is a stranger that they've never met before, that has creeped them out, that's coming at them like a predator.
No.
They seem to be off put by him, but in a very typical teenager interaction with adult that they've seen their lives before way. Yeah. Could be way off, but it just didn't.
Pretend we know nothing about Delphi. Like, that's possible.
Right.
But pretend we know nothing about Delphi, and you see this video. Is there anything about this video that you find suspect or creepy or weird, other than it's just somebody that's out walking on a bridge? And
I would not be thinking about the guy at all.
No.
So here I am, in the way I see things, the way I observe things, I would, if you show me this video, and again, we weren't even talking about Delphi, Tony says, Robin says, hey, Robin, hey, take a look at this video and tell me what you think.
Yeah.
I'd be focusing on the girls' actions, what the girls said, trying to understand what it was they were doing. And then I'd add on, who is that guy? Who is that guy? There would be a tag at the back of it. And I'd say, was there any connection between that guy that'd be about it. I'd just be trying to figure out how he fit into the scenario, if he fit into the scenario, but I'd be more focused on the actions where girls were taking. The first thing I would say is, why are they trying to go down the hill? What's down the hill?
Yeah. I mean, and they seem to be the ones that want to go down the hill.
Right. Cause that's the first things we hear.
Yeah, yep. It's them talking about going down the hill. It's not him demanding they go down a hill.
And not them saying, why are we going down the hill?
No.
What's down the hill? They're actually asking, how do we get down the hill?
Yeah, they're trying to figure it out. And if the trail is down there and they look confused, down the hill. That's the trail. It's right there, you know?
Yeah, it just...
That would be what I would do. I would help them. So, I mean, that's... I just don't get where... Bridge Guy is this absolute certainty in this case that he's the killer. How we're
and
even...
It's Richard Allen.
And it's Richard Allen. This was presented in court as like hard evidence that the guy on that bridge is the guy, without a doubt.
Yep.
Where's the evidence for that?
But as I said on Tony's show, he had on his executive producer this morning, who was actually in the Delphi courtroom. And, there's a lot of things because of this lack of transparency that the jury did see that no one else saw. And maybe that's because no one else has seen it. And there's all this other stuff.
Is this just a piece that was put out there? They didn't really have a whole lot of evidence for a very long time, but they had the Bridge Guy video right away. I mean, is this just something that got put out there and then groupthink and the ether just immediately assumed, well, the girls died. This is the last person on a video on their phone. That must be the guy that killed them. again, it's kind of it feels like a stretch to me. It feels like the case kind of got off on this really early on a wrong direction, or at least an unprovable direction. I mean, certainly it's something to look at.
The whole case against Allen's a stretch.
Yeah. Everything is a stretch.
Everything's a stretch. So this is the first data point of stretch. That's the best way to look at it.
Yeah. I mean, it is. It leads to so many other questions. And if we go to the other idea and the suspicious, weird fact that Keegan Klein, he's literally communicating with the girls, talking about meeting them the day they were murdered, and he's a child predator.
Yep.
That has nothing to do with this. And it just so happens that the prosecutor lost the letter of the alleged confession that he made in jail. Though that piece is gone. And he was never charged with anything related to this case. They busted him way after this, like years later on the child porn charges. How they didn't immediately look into that and at least bust him on whatever the hell he was doing initially, because I'm sure they would have found it, considering they already had their eye on this guy in law enforcement, but they waited so long to actually charge him with anything. And again, not related to this case.
And all the evidence that they used against Richard Allen, including this video, was found and known of right at the very beginning of their deaths. And why did it take so long then to zero in and use the same exact evidence that they knew right away?
And it's exculpatory evidence. Right. Anything that could have been exculpatory, we're not going to touch. Why we only showed 4 seconds of the video and not the rest, I'm guessing is because of what we just saw, because it doesn't add up as to what they have claimed the video was. They claim the guy, coerces them down the hill. He didn't. The girls are looking how to get down the hill. And maybe, just maybe, if they are out there looking to meet up with someone, maybe they're trying to figure out how to get down the hill to meet up with Anthony Schatz or whatever the name is that Keegan Klein was using online to catfish them. Maybe they're trying to figure that out.
And so this is, the way I look at these things is, and even because even now, everyone's questioning, what am I seeing in this video? Some people are saying I see this, some people are saying this. But again, since the prosecutor made a deliberate effort to not disclose the entire video, the behavior says to me, they think they know something that they think is transparent for everyone else to see if they were to show it, because they actually know it as a fact. And to them, it'll confirm the fact of what they actually know. Meanwhile, the rest of us, since we don't, in other words, they see it through a confirmation bias lens. And if you know something, so imagine this, if you know something to be true, everything you see confirms what, oh yeah, of course, oh my God, I can't show this because of that. And meanwhile, you show it to someone who has no knowledge of what the truth is. What am I looking at?
Well, you can also present things with omission and get people to keep going down your direction. And that could be a confirmation bias as well, or it could be deliberate. It could be, I don't want to be questioned. I think this is where it goes. The public doesn't need to see the rest of this because it would. I mean, it's going to get asked questions that don't matter. And you may be thinking that of, oh, they don't need, it doesn't matter. Their opinions don't matter. We know what we're doing here. This is what it is. Or it could be that, yes, it's going to raise a lot more questions and it's going to possibly prove my direction wrong. And people don't like being wrong, especially if you're investigating a case like this for so many years. It seems anything that could put the suggestion in anyone's mind that maybe the direction that they've been going for all these years was completely off. Maybe it shows some incompetence. Maybe it shows some bad police work. Anything that showed that would have been exculpatory. Those specific elements are the ones that got lost or never presented. The missing DVR videos from early on with all of like the early suspects, which would probably be one of the biggest pieces of evidence that you would have in a case like this, trying to determine who it might be. Just gone. No big deal. And that maybe it was an accident and they just feel so stupid about it that they started playing stupid about it, going, oh, it's just an accident. That's what it was. And then
I think we have multiple patterns of behavior. I think we have patterns of lack of transparency. I think we have a pattern of intentionality of omitting things. I think we have patterns of incompetence. I think there's multiple patterns because everything leans towards that. And that's why this case is like it is. And this is unfortunately why I personally believe that Richard Allen is behind bars.
Yeah. Well, and here's another fun piece to this that we haven't really talked about in quite some time, but it came out in the response to the errors memo from the defense of Richard Allen. Investigators initially, and this is about Odinism, had a video of some of the suspects that were also on those early interviews that got deleted at a pagan gathering. But it was never turned over. Mm-hmm. Went missing. Don't have
remember,
it anymore.
Remember, we've left the Odinism thing behind because a judge didn't allow us to talk about it.
But there's video of suspects practicing Odinism. Like, doing it. So it wasn't a crazy out there aspect. It was actually one of the whole Odinism thing actually was brought up by an investigator. It wasn't the attorneys.
And the prison guards being involved with Odinism as well. And wasn't it one of the patches on the uniform as well?
Yes. And then you also
we haven't talked about that in a long time either.
No, and you had some of these initial suspects that again, the videos are gone because they lost them. We're on their freaking Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
They have what looks like the stick formations up there. And there's one where there's a photo of two girls posed pretty much like the two girls were when they found them dead. And that's nothing. Nothing to see here, kids.
And so when you have an investigation with a total lack of transparency, it allows people like us and everyone else to say, maybe it's this, maybe it's this, maybe it's this, maybe it's this, because of the way they conducted this case. And when you can couple those things and then you're trying to then get to the truth and you then try to look at the behavior, which are the biggest predictors of truth, and you look at who fits a pattern arc of doing violence against girls or anyone in general, and you look who doesn't, Richard Allen does not fit the arc.
No. He does not at all, and it's looking clearer and clearer every day.
Yep.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.